adoption hearing in a regular session today. I will call the meeting to order. First, we're going to have the budget adoption hearing. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hill.
Here.
Commissioner Spence. Commissioner Roan.
Here.
Commissioner Campbell.
Here.
And Commissioner Stevens.
Here. Please join me for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're here to present the proposed budget for fiscal year 2025 and 26. We have had a full discussion on this budget in previous public meetings by the budget committee. Do we have anything to add?
So we have our head of finance, Melanie Howard, here. She can read out the appropriations that were approved by the budget committee.
Okay, so the preliminary staff would like to propose the following budget for personnel services, in the amount of $3,643,334. Materials and services, in the amount of $5,359,167. Capital outlay, in the amount of $6,046,044. Debt service, in the amount of $1,631,259. For total general fund appropriations of $16,679,804. In the special revenue fund, total appropriations of $186,023. Total appropriations for both the general and special revenue fund in the amount of $17,865,828. An unappropriated and reserve amount of $995,894 for a total proposed budget of $17,861,722. Thank you. Are there any questions?
At this time, I'd like to call for public comment on the proposed budget. Hearing none, we're going to adjourn the public hearing and move to a regular session. I will call to order for the regular session. Are there any changes or additions to the agenda? Hearing none, we're going to move along to public comment again for items on the agenda when not covered by a public hearing. This is an opportunity to speak to the commission regarding any item on the agenda. We have no submissions, so we will move to the consent calendar. This is where, with one vote, we can approve meeting minutes, regular session, airport advisory committee, and two budget committee meetings, as well as the financials for April 2025 and the event calendar for June.
Chairman, I move we approve the consent calendar as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. Unanimous approval of the consent calendar. I'm now going to move to a resolution 2025-03 adopting the budget for 2025 and 26. That's 5A on this sheet. Anyone?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the resolution 2025-03 as presented and adopt the budget and make appropriations for the fiscal year 2025 2026.
Thank you. Don't be shy, we need a second. If anyone agrees.
Mr. Manager, did we get the?
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Why you make a second when you?
You come to an agreement on the contract for the employees?
No.
So that's still hanging? Is that part of the budget?
Yeah, so we have appropriations for personnel services that I believe will cover what wages will be. We're very close to getting an agreement done. It's taken a little while.
I'll take it.
Discussion. Any further discussion? All in favor of approving the resolution for adopting a budget, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? You have unanimous approval of the budget for the fiscal year. Congratulations, Melanie. And the accompanying resolution, 2025-04, is imposing and categorizing the taxes for 2025-26. And we will need a motion and a second for that, please.
Yes, I'll move to approve the resolution 2025-04 to impose and categorize taxes for the fiscal year 25-26 at the rate of $1,256 per thousand.
Second.
No motion and a second. Discussion? Well, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Unanimous approval of categorizing our taxes. Well, that concludes the work we need to do for our budget. We're going to move to action item C, which is PND, Fairview West 3D survey and condition assessment. Director.
Thank you, Commissioner. So we have kind of multiple topics within this same item to discuss tonight. So I guess the first piece of this, which was more on the advisory side, is going to be a discussion of some current findings we've received from P&D for emergency repairs to Pier 2 West. You have some information in front of you. We have from P&D, Ryan Johnson joining us via Zoom tonight. So I guess with that, Matt, you want to kick us off?
Sure. So this goes back to last year. What you also see on page 75 of your packet, just some, this is an assessment that we did. It's basically a 3D LiDAR scan of the dock, just to get a really good idea of the condition of the substructure on Pier 2 West. And we wanted to get that to see what type of, obviously we know it's a bad condition, but what type of repairs we're going to need. And then with the delays and permitting in Warrenton, we're just going to have to spend money for some temporary repairs on Pier 2 West just to keep the pier viable for the next 3 years until the construction is actually completed. So what happened, and this was, again, going back to last year, we've got a really good detail on the LiDAR, and then that was followed up by an inspection subsequently by P&D, and realized that the pier was deteriorating a lot faster than what we had hoped. So when we really chatted with P&D, wanted to have Ryan look at what it was going to cost to scope out doing temporary repairs to Pier 2 West that would keep the operations viable without having to spend all of the money for all of the repairs. So Ryan and his team came up with a plan that is going to allow corridors and repairs to happen to very specific and strategic areas for both of the processors to keep it functioning through each phase of construction. So Ryan, if you wanted to kick it off from there.
Sure. Yeah, so like Matt said, we did a LiDAR scan followed up with an in-person inspection of all of the elements. There were approximately 1,200 piles and posts that were under there. The deterioration that we found is primarily sort of bearing between the superstructure and the piles that were below. We saw areas, I think the number was like 60% of the piles or posts had gaps between the piles and the posts that were above. So primarily the repairs are involved in reshoring that bearing so that we can create some load transfer from the deck down to the piles below. As Matt said, we looked at the number of repair areas, and we tried to shore up all of the repairs that we identified as deficient. We were looking at somewhere around 1,100 repair areas that would have to be fixed. So rather than trying to repair all of those areas, knowing that the pier has sort of a limited design life and plans on the books to rehabilitate the whole pier, we were looking at just primary corridors, a travelway, areas to reshore the warehouse annex where it sits over the top of the pile supported pier, and also where the ice house is located on the north end of the pier. So that's been our focus on the repair areas, just to make it operational so that we can keep it going for another several years before it can be rehabilitated in full.
Where's the money going to come from?
That's a good question. So we can get, I guess, into the details of what we have in terms of cost, but one of the, and I guess if I zoom out a little bit, I mean, one of the huge challenges here, obviously, is, and it's not just Pier 2, but, you know, historically, the port has had infrastructure that it's been responsible, typically via a lease, where, you know, we have the responsibility for the maintenance and repair of the infrastructure, but oftentimes the revenue that we generate through leases or fees is not adequate to cover those costs. And I mean, Pier 2 is a great example of that, that, you know, we're looking at a, you know, approximately $30 million rebuild of the west side of Pier 2, and that's something, you know, based on the revenue the port generates, could never finance that on our own, which is why, you know, we've had to get assistance through via a federal grant in order to pay for that. So that's really the question now, as we have this gap between where we're at and when construction will be completed, of how do we keep the pier viable, and how much is the port willing to put into this facility for repairs that are ultimately going to have a useful life of probably 2 to 3 years. And we've been, you know, having discussions with the processors to inform them along the way of the condition, especially with D. Yang on the north end of the pier. You know, starting last year, we had to go in there and mark off certain areas that were not to be used. We've had some kind of smaller repairs that have been done over the course of the last year. But, you know, the goal for the port would be to make sure that we have a safe pier that can remain viable as we move through this. And so that's an outstanding question right now of what we can afford in the current year in order to keep this thing sustainable, and I guess how targeted we can be with the repairs, knowing that, as Ryan pointed out, that there's a lot of work to be done, but it doesn't make reasonable sense to do all those repairs given the fact that we have a rebuild on the way. And then also with being temporary repairs, it limits our options for what we can do financially, because you're not going to be able to obtain financing for very, very short-term repairs. You're likely not going to be able to get grants or any kind of legislative help for those things. And so it's really going to be a combination of what the port's willing to do and then a discussion with the processors of you know, which areas are the most critical, and at what cost would they possibly be willing to participate in order to keep those areas of the pier operational?
To focus the commission a little bit, what you have before us today is just to approve the survey work that's already begun.
Yeah, and this is, and I apologize for this. So this is something that, this approval is actually retroactive, and it, I guess, letter of the law falls within my authority because we have repairs to Pier 2 in the budget, and it's under the $75,000 executive director authority. Although, you know, based on the nature of this, that's a little bit outside the scope of what we had planned, and a little bit of a wrist slap from our head of finance, we're putting this on the agenda for approval just so that we have it super clean and straightforward for the audit.
Good idea.
So this is just a 3D survey. In other words, they're going to come up with 3Ds, and where we go from there.
And it's been completed.
Further questions for the director? Commissioner Smith? Questions for the director?
No, none.
Doesn't make a lot of sense if we're going to redo the whole thing. That'll be eliminated.
Mr. Chair, I move to retroactive approval for the P&D engineer's contract to perform a 3D survey and condition assessment of Pier 2 West with the amount of $42,045.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
You vote no?
I vote no.
Okay. There's 4-1 vote.
Commissioner, if we could kind of do, you know, we've had the vote to expand on this Pier 2 topic. I don't mean to put him on the spot, but we have Greg Morrell here from Bergerson Construction, who's been involved in this process and obviously has a lot of experience specifically with Pier 2. So I don't know, Greg, if you had any insights or sort of advice on an approach to this in a way that's maybe cost-effective, knowing that it's so temporary, as sort of a pathway forward. I mean, do you see a viable way without breaking the bank to make this pier at least safe for the next 3 years?
Well, I would say the first thing is that, should I step to the phone? Oh, there is no mic. You got a mic in the room.
Yeah, the microphone might hit you right here.
Okay. The first thing is, just from going by this area in a boat, it's obvious there are areas that are just, on the verge of collapse, to put it bluntly. And that's the last thing that anybody wants. A lot of the repairs are just restoring load path, and there's multiple ways to do that. It looks to me like, you know, most of this can be done with untreated wood and some bare steel in some places to restore those connections. And it sounds like you're looking at just designated areas. But to do nothing, I think, puts the port at significant risk. Especially considering you've got a long permitting road ahead of you. So.
Thanks for cheering everyone up.
This is kind of what happened to my explanation. How much
money we're going to
have. How much money we're going to have to spend to shore this thing up for a temporary build. I know we got to do something, but we got to know where the funds are going to come from.
Yep.
not good news, but...
No, sir. Well, that's where we're at, unfortunately. Thank you for showing up.
Is the entire dock in that condition? Is it, or just spotted where we have the weak spots?
It's extensive throughout the entire dock, all up here to west.
Wonderful. Any further discussion on the pier? We're going to move along to public comment for non-agenda items. We speak to the commission regarding port concerns not on the agenda. Anybody? We have none? And it's time for commission reports. Commissioner Campbell?
I don't have any.
Commissioner Spence, commission reports?
I don't have any.
Commissioner Rohn?
Commissioner Spence, is this your last meeting?
I think we have one more in June.
Okay.
That's my last meeting.
I attended a Cedar event, which is always inspiring, learning about the success of local businesses. And that's all I forgot to report.
Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a couple things. I attended the reception for the Navy and the Marines. There were about 24 Marines that were on board the two Navy ships. And Debbie and I had some just amazing chats with some of the gentlemen, and they're all gentlemen, believe me. It was interesting, the Marines are on board, and we asked, do you guys have duties on board? And they said, no. And they participate by volunteering to do things, but they admitted that they can just lay around and take the rides, but they're on call on those ships to be available in case there are troubles wherever the ships go. They're there to be the Marines. So that was one thing, but it was a phenomenal group. I was invited to go last year, and can't remember why I wasn't able to attend, but. We didn't have the mayor. There weren't many city people who are welcome to attend, and that should be changed, because these career and recruits are phenomenal young men. It's just amazing. I don't know what the attendance was, but it was just, Debbie and I walked in and went, whoa! And then there was entertainment by the Navy band. Maddox dancers put on a show and so on, and the cheers from the sailors were fantastic, and they were all so great, grateful for the meals. The food was excellent. Anyway, that was one thing. The other thing, I want to give a shout out to the Budget Committee and Melanie for an incredible presentation of the budget. It puts the city's stuff they put in the newspaper to shame, and county even, but what a tremendous report for the Port of Astoria. So,
we certainly agree. Well, I hate to tell you about a meeting I didn't attend, but I was planning to go there, and I was had a change in schedule from higher authority. I did attend both budget meetings. I encourage all the other commissioners to attend them if they can. And as well as Commissioner Rohn, I went to the CDAR Awards. The bank was sold out, by the way. Representative Giovanni was there, local mayors and community leaders, including Betsy Johnson. So it's a good place to go. It's nice for the port to go there and show our colors, get recognition from the city leaders that were involved with the community. Executive Director comments.
Thank you, Commissioner. I just have a couple things tonight. I guess first to piggyback on what's already been said a little bit, did want to thank the Budget Committee for their work, especially the citizen members who volunteered their time. So for Steve Kraske, Don Lansing, Bill Young, and Cliff Fick, really appreciate helping us out through that process. And then, of course, staff led by Melanie, who heads up the budget process for the port. I thought it was a really smooth year just in terms of the development of the budget committee process. And so I want to thank Melanie for that, for making it as easy as possible. And then two other quick things. We do have our last cruise ship of the spring season due tomorrow, the Seven Seas Mariner will be here, and that will conclude our spring 25 season, and has been alluded to a little bit. It is Fleet Week for the Rose Festival starts tomorrow, and so with that we get some traffic here in Astoria. And we will be getting the Coast Guard Cutter Eagle that at the conclusion of Fleet Week will be coming to Astoria. I think they're due in on the 13th. Going to be here for about 3 days and doing some tours that are open to the public. So we'll have that coming up as well. So that's all I had.
Questions for the director? Well, we certainly agree with you for praise of the Budget Committee for their work. Upcoming meeting dates, we have a workshop session, as Commissioner Spence mentioned, on June 17th, 4 p.m., and a regular session July 1st, 4 p.m., right here in this room. With nothing further, I'll call the meeting adjourned.